ferry service reductions this winter have complicated school sports schedules. And Skagway bids farewell to a local legend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Coast Guard is reporting widespread disruption of its VHF radio communications across southeast Alaska. It warns that VHF Channel 16, which is monitored by the Coast Guard for distress calls and other emergencies, is not considered reliable until further notice. Chief Petty Officer Michael Hazelden said Tuesday that technicians are trying to pinpoint the issue.
It might be due to weather, but again, we're not quite sure. This could be a microwave issue. It could be issue with the power. Again, we're still at that troubleshooting point at that time.
The first outage was reported October 11th and has since affected areas including the Gulf of Alaska, south of Yakutat, Hoona Sound, Cross Sound, and the west side of Prince of Wales Island. In the meantime, the Coast Guard is advising mariners to use other communications when available. That includes satellite phones or an emergency position indicating radio beacon if in distress. The Alaska Marine Highway System has scheduled one ferry a week to Haines and Skagway this February. The reduced ferry service has created scheduling challenges for school sports in southeast Alaska. Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell says that there aren't many affordable and reliable forms of transportation for students to travel to other schools.
So us and Metlakatla in particular really are kind of the outliers without Alaska Airlines and without, you know, some other options that other communities might have. So for us, it's a little more complicated both getting our athletes out, but then also getting athletes into Haynes. And so our schedule reflects that.
The Southeast Region's Alaska School Activities Association drafts their schedule based on the availability of ferries. This year, winter sports such as basketball will be affected most by ferry service reductions. Haynes basketball teams will be away for a week at a time while playing games on the road.
We're going to be playing all of our home games in January and in December. In February, our teams are going out twice for a full week to play those games so that they can get down there, you know, play two series and then get back and do it in a reliable way that minimizes the amount of time that they'll be away, even though we know it's a while. But that's just how we have to do it.
The dates for the February games are not yet finalized, so it's unclear when those week-long trips will happen. But a week can be a lot of schoolwork to make up. While he recognizes that the schedule poses additional challenges, Getchell says student athletes are accustomed to being on the road.
They're used to being away for 3 or 4 days at a time. They're used to setting up homework times and getting their assignments and working whenever they're not playing. That's part of being a student athlete in Southeast Alaska.
Basketball season begins December 4th. Skagway legend Carl Buckwheat Donahue died this week after a heart attack in Oklahoma. Donahue is survived by his niece Kelly and his grandnephew Matt. And his namesake cross-country race will live on too. Claire Strempel reports.
Donahue grew up in the lower 48, but he arrived in Skagway on a ferry in the early 80s. He told people he ended up there after getting drunk and sleeping through his stop in Juneau. He spent more than 3 decades in Skagway and earned a reputation as a bon vivant, storyteller, and longtime tourism director. Everyone called him Buckwheat.
He was an Alaskan-sized personality.
Haines resident Tom Morfitt knew him as a friend.
Sure, he was kind of a walking ambassador for Skagway and for Alaska. You know, I'm trying to think of a person who was better known throughout Southeast or more loved, and I just keep coming up with Buckwheat.
Buckwheat garnered national recognition after heart trouble prompted him to walk from Florida back home to Skagway. His plan was to raise money for the town's health clinic and better his cardiovascular health. Morfitt remembers that those 5,000 miles didn't have the full effect Buckwheat was after.
He gained weight because people kept adopting him and taking him home or taking him to the restaurant and feeding him. He was such a captivating, enchanting person, everybody adopted Buckwheat, you know, as kind of a family member.
Buckwheat's local legacies include several unorthodox foot races and a UFO convention. He helped found the more established Northwards Riders Symposium and the Buckwheat International Cross Country Ski Race. Adam Verrier is a former Olympic cross-country skier who lives in Anchorage, but would travel all the way to Skagway for the Buckwheat International and other events.
I was kind of looking for excuses to hang out with that guy.
Verrier says Buckwheat helped inspire him to start his own ski race, the Usyk Classic. He said it didn't matter what you did with Buckwheat. It was going to be a good time.
He had so much, just so much warmth. And it was, I always came home from Skagway after any of these visits, kind of inspired to go out and bring that sort of warmth to my own interactions with other people.
Buckwheat was an avid supporter of this radio station.
You're tuned in to KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan, enhancing your auditory horizon since 1980.
He underwrote shows, served on the board of directors, and could be heard reading and reciting authors like Jack London and Robert Service.
KHNS, a radio station worth howling.
Ow!
Buckwheat left Skagway for more affordable health care last year. But Buckwheat racers and Northwards riders will keep the Upper Lynn Canal ringing with his trademark howl. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.